Must I exterminate ideological Amalekim, Amalekites? So, for those that were here last night, we're learning in the Rambam Hilchot Melachim, and we actually almost got to this halacha. We talked about the seven Canaanite nations, and the Rambam says over there that any individual who sees an individual from the seven Canaanites, and he does not kill them, like we have a mitzvah to kill them, he transgresses two mitzvahs. One is the positive mitzvah of killing seven nations, and the second one is the prohibition to let them live. But he ends up saying, but we don't know who they are today. And we had a whole long discussion about that. And that was about the seven Canaan nations. Amalek is a different story, which we touched upon a little bit. Amalek, it's not 100% clear that an individual has an obligation to go to war with Amalek, but maybe it's just a king. Only when we have a Jewish king do we have an obligation, and then therefore it's him. And second of all, should he do it, or should he wait for the Navi, for the prophet to tell him, okay, now it's time to do it? But it's pretty much irrelevant today because we don't know who they are. Sancheriv, the Melech of Assyria, came and he confused all the nations. He mixed everybody up, and everybody lost their nationality and therefore the traits of their nation. So we can't really know who it is today. But if you come next Wednesday, when we actually get to this halacha in the Rambam, I'm gonna share with you some very interesting stories and things that are brought down about some rabbis in recent times and having to do with potential Amalekite victims. But the question is, must I exterminate ideological Amalekites? I don't really know what that is or how a person will be able to define who that is. There's a lot of people throw these words around in a very dangerous way. But if you don't have a halachic obligation today as an individual to exterminate a physical Amalekite, all the more so you don't have an obligation to exterminate someone that you define as a ideological enemy of.
I've heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, I don't know if it's accurate, that we could say that somebody who stands against the Jewish people in an irrational way, solely like against something in a way that would even be against their own interest, but just out of pure hatred to destroy the Jewish people, that qualifies as Amalek.
So that might be so, but still, would that give a person the right to? I mean, I don't know. Exterminate means here. I assume that it means to physically exterminate them. So we wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have that obligation, according to what I understand.
And how can the idea be?